I just received word from one of my monitor friends out here that shortwave is completely dead. There's no shortwave right now in Oklahoma for those that listen on shortwave in Oklahoma. That's why this is so vital, listeners, that you people contribute to this network to continue it on its move to increase our numbers on the internet and satellite. Shortwave is dead right now, people. Exorbitant bills having to be paid to WWCR that nobody are... There's no listeners right now when my program's on, when my broadcast is being done. And it's a major X-class flare, according to the network, a major X-class flare. Well, where do these come from? How did this happen? And how do we bottom line document it? I don't see that we can. Now, before we take more calls from the State Department, they do talk about sustainable development. And they say, quote, "We believe sustainable development begins at home and is supported by effective domestic policies and international partnerships. Self-governing people prepared to participate in an open world marketplace are the very foundation of sustainable development. President Bush has emphasized that the hopes of all people, no matter where they live, lie in greater political and economic freedom, the rule of law, and good governance," end quote. Well, how can you have good governance when you're being evicted from your home, when a disaster's been put on your population, when the levees came down? Were they exploded down or imploded down? Obviously, Linda talked about the fact that this was to be done a long time ago. They were supposed to build up the levees. The Sierra Club and environmental groups stopped it. What was their design and direction? They want to flood that whole area. They want to turn this whole area into a biosphere reserve. And there's so much toxic waste down there now that they'll never rebuild down there. So Linda was right. Sustainable development continues. The State Department's behind the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Let's take Jeremy in New York, and we'll hold him over for the next commercial pause for the Free Enterprise Cause. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hi. First of all, I want to say that, like, I've been called by a lot of people, including my family, a bleeding heart liberal. And so, like, I mean, I don't consider myself that. I consider myself pretty moderate, but I just tend to disagree with, like, a lot of people, especially a lot of what I hear on RBN. I listen to it just because I like to get a bigger picture.
Uh-huh.
I've been hearing this all day, and actually for the past couple of days, about, like, the military turning its guns on New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And I pretty much disregarded it because I was like, bullshit, you know, whatever, they're liars.
Right.
So I went and I looked it up, and I found out that, like, there were, like, Associated Press reports about it. And so, you know, now I believe it because, you know, I believe Associated Press. Maybe that's my liberalism coming through.
Jeremy, what are they saying on the press?
I don't remember. I left the webpage. But they're saying, like, there was one reporter saying, I was just trying to get cell phone service, and, like, you know, I guess it was, like, SEALs or an Army patrol came up and put a gun in his face. No, he was living in a house with SEALs. Like the SEALs are protecting, like, the press staff there.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there was an Army patrol, and, like, the Army, like, came at him in, like, a formation and, like, asked him for ID and demanded that he drop his cell phone and stuff. Like, it's pretty intense. And then, like, there was a confrontation between the SEALs and the Army patrols, and, like, there were no shots fired. But the thing is that, like, even though, like, I'm a card-carrying member of the ACLU, I do believe in the Second Amendment, but I don't believe the Second Amendment was intended to prevent crime, as was said during one of the commercial breaks earlier in the show. I believe the Second Amendment was to prevent the situation that's in New Orleans right now.
Okay, do you want to stay over?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's carry Jeremy over to the conclusion of the next commercial interruption. Support the network, people. Our numbers are small now. Shortwave is down. You can check the graphs on WWCR for the solar flares.
Why continue to suck?